all that being said, we used to watch James Corden. We liked it. And we did not enjoy the interviews. And so, why was I saying that? My Alzheimer's is now kicking in. I went into so much detail about James Corden, and now I can't remember what my point was. Jesus. Anyway. I can't remember what my point was. It'll come to me. I know that it's going to come to me. We like to watch James Corden. We like talk shows. Maybe it was just that, you know, I don't know. What the hell was I talking about, folks?
Downtown.
I could just hear that song playing on Big Fatty because I'm sure I had a point. And I cannot remember what the point was.
Downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I could just hear Big Fatty. Downtown.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4275 of BFO for Monday the 24th of June 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and I've got a little information about the summer solstice. Sweaties, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you know, I don't have to tell you. You know why you are sweaties today. Yes, Big Fatty, because everybody is hot. This is hot, yes, and that makes some hot. Sweaty. Oh, I didn't put that together. Well, that's just lovely. That is just lovely. And y'all, since we're talking about the summertime, let's do this. Now, y'all, last Thursday, June the 20th, was the summer solstice. And, you know, that's all pretty normal. Y'all, it occurred here in the U.S. of A. at 4:50 p.m. But y'all, there was an article in the USA Today that caught my eye, and it says the 2024 summer solstice is the earliest since George Washington was president. Well, now y'all, I just find this amazing. It says here specifically it's the earliest solstice since June 20th, 1796, when George Washington was president, and there were only 16 states in the Union. And, y'all, the solstice, as it says here, is a complex dance between the Earth's yearly orbit around the sun and its daily rotation. And there are all kinds of quirks in the Gregorian calendar. Big Fatty, is that like the Mayan calendar? Very simple. Very, very similar to the Mayan calendar. But I know that the solstice is anywhere between the 20th through the 22nd. But anyway, and y'all, did you know the solstice is the moment that the sun is directly above the Tropic of Cancer? That's the furthest north the sun moves in the sky. And that's, I guess it's furthest away from the, well, I guess it's closest to the Tropic of Capricorn in the Southern Hemisphere. anyway, this went on to say, let me see if I've got it here. Anyway, I just found that interesting that, it doesn't say anything more here, but y'all, it's, you know, it has to do with the leap years and the leap years that don't have a leap, every fourth year that doesn't have a leap year because it's divisible by 100. And there's just all kinds. There's just all kinds of malarkey that goes into it. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all enjoy. I hope you enjoyed your early solstice, because yes, Big Fatty, the days are getting shorter.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 24th of June, we have not one but two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this is, as I call it, the Eric of celebrations, y'all, because our first celebration is, y'all, never met this person face to face, but he's out there amongst a crowded field out there in the Denver. He's out there with the Brother Sinatus and and RC and Jay and Holly and Casey, and I know I'm forgetting somebody. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll come back to you and bite you in the ass. But y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Eric in Denver. Big Fatty, we love Eric in Denver. Has he unsubscribed? I don't think so, but maybe. And y'all, then someone who definitely has unsubscribed, y'all, he is up there in the New York City. y'all used to do a little show, Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land. Y'all, I believe he was born in the Louisiana, down there where Phoenix Dave is. y'all, he is responsible for Big Fatty first listening to the old gal's little show. Big Fatty, that thing went to glory years ago. It's true, it did. But y'all, he suggested, Big Fatty, I think you might enjoy this. And y'all, that was the beginning of the end. You know, it's like as you get older and you fall and break your hip, it's like the beginning of the end. anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than Eric the Southern Boy. Big Fatty, we love Eric the Southern Boy. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see either of the Erics in Denver or in New York City, Big Fatty, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the big Big Fatty, I think we're going to have to play that downtown for you. Well, probably so. If you see the Erics on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or the Dark Sky or the Whale or just at the Salsa Factory, wish them a happy piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all, the Hot Cub and Bestie Bill were here for that. And y'all, Vestibule didn't say a whole lot. He says, I just sit back and I watch how you put the little show together. And it's just, it's so much more than you just nattering for 20 minutes. I said, well, yes. Anyway, y'all, the nip ended up coming down and we all just sat and visited for a little while. And then the three of them headed out to go get some supper. Y'all, I just, you know, I've mentioned this before, but when it's hot, when it's just hot, y'all, it's too hot to eat. And be ready. Well, okay. And so, you know, I just, that, you know, it was too much. It was just too much. But anyway, y'all watched some of the sports ball and caught up on some of my programs. All caught up over the weekend. I got caught up on the Gordon Ramsay shows and the Stephen Colbert and the After Midnight. So y'all, I'm good to go. Watched a lot of the sports ball. Y'all, I'm recording on Sunday a little earlier than normal, and so I've got the sports ball game coming on right after I finish recording, and then I'm sure I'll do the Vega show later on. But y'all, on Friday, y'all, I got out and I did my morning nipple walks, you know, taking my breaks and everything, did all my puzzles, read the paper, had my coffee, and y'all, then I came back and started prepping. It's called the prepping to get ready for the fright at Fatty's. Y'all, we ended up having the tacos and we had the hard and soft taco shells, and we had the taco meat. I put cheese in it when as it cooks down and everything. After I put the taco seasoning and all on it, y'all, it helps it stay in the shell a little bit, and it doesn't, you know, you take a bite and it doesn't go everywhere. I had that, and y'all, then I warmed up some rotisserie chicken in case somebody, you know, didn't want the spiciness of the taco meat. Y'all, one thing that none of them knew is I made the taco meat with a ground turkey. Yes, Big Fatty. And it was a healthier. It was a big, it wasn't nothing healthy. Anyway, I had roasted cone on the cob. Now, y'all, I bought two packages of 8 full-size cone on the cobs, and y'all, I went out to cook them on the grill because I wanted, well, I boiled them in the hot water on the stove, and then I went out to grill them and get the good grill marks and everything and all that good flavor. And y'all, as soon as I got out there and started grilling, y'all, the bottom opened up. Be ready. I didn't know a gentleman caller came by. No, I meant rain. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes. And y'all, so I was out there just a grilling, and it was raining and a-raining, and y'all, finally it stopped, and I was able to bring the cone back in. But we had that, and we had, y'all, we had Sam's Club. Was it the Sam's Club I think it was the Sam's Club. Had the Mexican chopped solid packs, and so I mixed it up. Y'all, it was delicious. Everybody thought it was delicious, and I had the cone and all the fixings for the tacos, and I mean, we had cheese and jalapenos and the taco sauce, and we had salsa, and we had sour cream and, y'all, just everything. And our appetizer was Mexican street cone dip and tortilla chips. And, y'all, it was absolutely delicious as well. And then for dessert, we had Von's East butter pound cake topped with fresh strawberries. Y'all, the strawberries could have been a little sweeter, but anyway, and with the whipped topping and you know, aerosol topping. Yes, Big Fatty. and then, y'all, a young Nicholas was able to join us, so it was the Nip. And Durwood and young Nicholas and me and Bestie Bill and the Haunt Cub, all of them except young Nicholas went out later on. Went out and y'all, they were just wild. And y'all, by the way, that was, what was that? That was... I don't remember what that was.
Big Fatty, you sound like Crooked Hat.
No, I do remember what that was. That was some of those little salami slices and some Gouda cheese.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, by the way, I've been eating so much cheese, y'all, I feel like I have a cork up my butthole.
Big Fatty!
Anyway, they went out and I took young Nicholas home. And y'all, it rained so hard between the villa and young Nicholas's home. Y'all, when we got to his house, he got out, not a drop of rain coming down. And before I could back out of the driveway, y'all, the bottom opened up again. Anyway, got home. Saturday was just a quiet day. I did my nipple walking and everything. Y'all, I think the heat has taken a lot out of me, because I was just kind of run down. I took a nice nipple nap on Saturday afternoon, and y'all, by the time 9 o'clock rolled around on Saturday night, I was ready for bed again. And Big Fatty, I think you're just old. Well, that may be too. And anyway, y'all, got up Sunday morning, did my puzzles, had my coffee, read the paper, and did the morning nipple walk just around Fatty. Because, of course, as I headed out, it started raining, so I had to come back. And, y'all, this is a summertime pattern. And anyway, and now I got my share, and here I am recording the little show. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Oh, dear Gracie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely Monday. Y'all, can you believe it? It is the last week of June already. Y'all, I cannot believe it. And when next Sunday rolls around, it'll be the end of the month. And y'all, the first half of the year will be over.
Big Fatty, where does the time go?
I don't know. But anyway, y'all, please be careful out there in the heat. It can be dangerous.
Yes, Big Fatty, and we wouldn't want to have to get Digger to come by and handle the arrangements.
But speaking of Digger, Digger and T. Wiggles were in Norway. Y'all, they flew over the Faroe Islands.
Big Fatty.
And y'all, speaking of folks in another place, Crooked Hat, what?
I can just hear Big Fatty. Downtown.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty lives downtown, and it sounds like you're getting there a hell of a lot too soon.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.